Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Doug from The Neighborhood Listen, and welcome to Earwolf Presents. All right, since I've been reading these little scripts they've sent me, I decided to build my own voiceover room, which is actually up in a tree outside, so you might hear some outdoor noises. Each week, Earwolf Presents brings you a new episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts, and today you'll hear the third episode of The Neighborhood Listen. This is the third in the first trilogy of episodes. It's not really a trilogy. It's just the first three episodes of the show. You know, we release a lot more than three episodes, but you can think of it as a trilogy. Starring Paul F. Tompkins, Nicole Parker, and producer Brett Morris. I'm not sure who they are. They play the characters of Burnt, Joan, and Doug. Am I living in a simulation? Well, I hope you've listened to the last two, but episode three, I believe we talk a little bit about the Dignity Falls incident. The incident. I can't remember how much detail we go into, or really, I don't really remember what the incident is, but I know we talk about it on episode three, and it caused a mass exodus of Dignity Falls. And as always, we learn more about Burnt and Joan, maybe even a little bit about me, and a lot about our guest, who seems a lot like Jordan Black, the comedian. But if you want even more than these three episodes, The Neighborhood Listen is back now for our fourth season. That's right, we're going strong as ever. It's released every Monday on Stitcher Premium. You can listen to that or all the other seasons at any time if you sign up and subscribe to Stitcher Premium now. All right, episode three, here we go. Thanks for listening. This has been Doug.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website
that our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. This episode's guest, Jordan Black. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Burn.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Oh, welcome to The Neighborhood Listen. I'm Burnt Mia Payday.
And I'm Joan Pedestrian.
And we are neighbors.
We are. We're friends.
We're friends mm-hmm. and neighbors. We live here in Dignity Falls.
We do.
And we love our neighborhood.
Oh, we do. We really do.
We really do. So much that we started a podcast about it. Mm-hmm. We take posts from the Neighbor Hap neighborhood application.
Which hopefully you all have if you're listening.
If you don't, you should. It's a lot of fun.
Get with the program. It's 2019.
It's 2019, I think, as of this recording.
Probably. It's the future.
We're in the future
now.
We're in what everyone used to think of as the future.
That's happening right now.
Buck Rogers.
Yay!
You're a big Buck Rogers fan.
Not really. You caught me. You caught me. Not familiar.
From that cheer, you gave that cheer with such gusto that
I am a realtor.
It's true.
I am a realtor. So, I guess I know how to sell an emotion.
Case closed. You are a realtor. So, of course, you have a lot of enthusiasm.
I do. And I'll tell you what, I am working on a lot of properties right now. It is just very busy. Business is very good.
Things are booming here in Dignity Falls.
New people moving here, which is another good reason to get this podcast out there and to sort of help the community connect. And we bring in guests, and we're going to do that again today.
Do you, from your standpoint as a realtor, and I'll go from my standpoint as a pharmacist.
Okay.
Do you feel that there are just as many people leaving Dignity Falls as there are arriving? Because it seems like a steady in and out.
There was an abrupt exodus that seemed to happen.
Yes.
And that was a little bit alarming. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit alarming. But I have to say, I think it really helps that we had that... we had that incident that happened that got a lot of national attention.
Oh, boy. That was a real black eye for the neighborhood.
It did.
That's not how you want to be on the news.
No, that's not how you want to be on the news. And I'll say that it didn't help the realty game at all. I don't know if it affected the pharmacist trade.
It actually was a boom for us.
Was it?
Yes. As a result of the incident, a lot of people needed various pills, tinctures,
I guess
balms,
it's true.
And salves.
I guess it's true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people are still feeling the after effects of it. And it's something that I don't think we're ever going to forget.
Probably not.
And you know what? I don't think we should. I don't think we should forget it.
I agree with that. I don't think we should forget it. I think it keeps us humble. I think it reminds us where we came from and where and how far we have to go.
What are the big never forgets? The Holocaust, of course.
Easy.
9/11.
Bar none.
Daylight savings time. And now the incident.
And now the incident. I think that order is correct.
Yeah.
I do.
Joan, let's get right into our posts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Joan and I each bring a post to discuss.
Yeah, just something that caught our eye throughout the week. And again, please, if you want to write in and let us know about a post that you saw that you feel isn't getting enough attention, then, you know, absolutely. And
to my daughter,
this is not about your Instagram account, all right? July be my daughter, is obsessed with likes. And she wrote in to me because she wanted me to say something about her Instagram, the podcast. She's trying to get to 100K followers, and it hasn't happened yet. And
where
so the
is
whole
she now?
Thing. She's like at 98,000.
Mm. Okay. Oh,
she is.
That's not bad. No, that's
no,
very impressive.
I'm not happy about it. Okay. I know it sounds like it's something to celebrate. I am not happy about it at all.
Well, you're just worried that it's too much too fast.
Yes. And I just don't understand. She makes tiny food. That's what she's doing. She makes very tiny, minuscule food.
Right.
And you know what? I think that's all she's eating. And it's really frustrating.
So she makes it and then eats it. So she makes it, photographs it, then
but
eats
it. But I can't
it.
Get her to eat a regular meal. She's eating all this tiny shit.
I think she's eating something.
She makes tiny burgers. You ever seen those videos where it's a hamster eating a tiny burrito?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's just that minus the hamster.
Right.
Yeah.
And she slides a quarter in for scale.
That's correct. And now I'm out of quarters. She keeps on losing.
Why doesn't she use this?
She knows that I like to use them.
But she could use the same quarter every time.
No, she literally keeps losing them. I don't know.
Wow. From the chute?
Yes, from the chute.
To lunchtime, she's losing these quarters.
I can't even get her to start studying for the SAT. She's too busy making a tiny pie or a tiny donut.
I don't know. I mean, she's having some great
success.
It's
popular,
but
explain to me why this... Ugh, I can't even get on it. Anyways... So Jalipe, I can't, and now look, I just gave her publicity. I didn't even mean to.
Well, there you go. No,
well, there you
no,
go. Probably
no
got a couple more followers
publicity.
Just now.
That's right.
Now, this is just a post written by Gabs. So it must be a shortened name. Hey, neighbors, which she spells with a U. She does the
Oh, my
British,
word.
Yeah.
This is.
Should I read it in a British accent?
Oh,
maybe?
You should.
This
do
would
that
be
for
kind
fun.
Of fun. Okay.
Do
okay.
that for fun.
Hey, neighbors. I am going on vacation soon for 3 weeks and was wondering, it's kind of like, it's like a long post. I don't know if I can keep it up the whole entire time.
You probably shouldn't.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. I was going on vacation soon for 3 weeks and was wondering if anyone who has fish care or aquarium maintenance experience could help feed my fish and check to make sure my tank is running smoothly. Mm. And someone actually underneath said, I might know someone. And then underneath that, someone asked salt water or fresh water. Which I didn't realize would make a huge difference in terms of what you had to do.
I guess, I mean, it sort of raises the question in my mind, what type of fish are these? Because
exactly.
Freshwater is goldfish, right? I mean, they put them in tap water at the county fair.
I think that's right. That's all we ever had. This sounds like someone with a major, major aquarium.
And do you know, for a while, here in Dignity Falls, when the carnival would come through town, you could win those goldfish. You'd throw the ball in the milk jug or whatever.
Sure, yes. My boys loved that. We had so many goldfish and so many died.
Well, because there was nowhere around here to get a fishbowl. So you had to just keep them
in that
bag.
We did have a fishbowl shortage.
Yes. I don't know what that was.
It was very strange.
But
we couldn't get them into the town.
It seemed like the tri-state area had an issue with getting fishbowls. And so
It was a tri-state area problem. You're right. It was beyond just Dignity Falls.
Yeah. But so you just have to keep them in that plastic bag and you'd untie it to put fish food in there.
Yep.
And then pray you didn't get a hole in the bag because of the game over.
Absolutely. 100%. And so this is clearly someone, I gotta say, I don't know if I trust people who have major aquariums. I mean, who spend that much money on that. Why does it freak me out? There's something about it. I feel like they belong in Vegas and a dentist's office and nowhere else.
It seems like if you have that in a private home, you're probably a drug kingpin.
I think so. Or just a creep.
Well, not mutually exclusive.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he does use the British spelling of neighbor. Do you think this is a man or a woman? It's unclear.
Ooh.
I say man.
You think it's a man?
I think it's a man.
For some reason, I thought it was a woman. Gabs.
Gabs.
Thought it was short for Gabrielle. You know what?
Gabrielle or?
With the U in neighbors and the shortening of Gabs. I'm going to say this person's Australian.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And he's going to Australia for like 3 weeks. That's why he's gone for so long.
I think it's a woman.
Oh, she's going to Australia for 3 weeks. Okay, so then it's probably saltwater. She's probably got exotic fish.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's a long time to take care of a stranger's fish.
It really is. And it seems like no one will do this.
I agree. I don't think anyone will do this.
I don't think they should.
Because you know what else is happening? Gabs isn't offering any money.
That didn't come up at all.
It didn't come up at all. That should be the first thing that you say. It should be money for fish sitting.
Yes, because
always lead with money.
Because it seems like the taking care of the fish part is the least attractive part of fish ownership.
And he seems to act like it's the reward. Sorry, she.
Well, we don't know.
We're not sure. We're not sure.
Here's a great opportunity for you to clean the fish shit out of my tank.
Exactly. Exactly. And while you're at it, why don't you, call my mom for me and deal with the problems that I have communicating with her. You know, it's like just move in and live my life. I mean, people, come on.
Come enjoy the smell of my unclean fish tank.
Exactly.
Get the smell out and then leave.
And my clown collection, because he's probably got one.
A clown collection?
I don't know. It's another creepy thing.
But is it a collection of, what are you picturing?
I got to say, I didn't think you'd hold my feet to the fire on this, Bernd. I thought I could just say that.
I didn't think so either.
Well, now I got to get specific. I'm picturing porcelain masks. I'm picturing dolls. I'm not picturing an actual clown.
So not just limited to one specific clown iteration.
No, just like an annoying collection where it's like anything where there was a clown. A painting of a clown. Plates? Sure. Yeah. The more different surfaces, the more creepy. Pencil erasers? Yeah. A clown pencil eraser?
Well, when I was a kid, they used to have pencil erasers. Can I tell you something?
Please.
When I was a kid, one of my prized possessions was, I can't remember what this was a mascot for, but maybe a potato chip. They used essentially a cartoon of W.C. Fields, the old comedian.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Film comedian.
Yes.
And I had a pencil eraser. It was shaped exactly like him with a little top hat and a bulbous, nose.
Sure.
Presumably with the gin blossoms because he was a horrible drunk. And
is that what that means?
It was like the gin blossoms. Yes. That's when the capillaries break in your face.
Never knew that. Mm-hmm. Just knew the band.
And I loved this eraser. I just used it as a toy. I didn't use it as a eraser because to use it as an eraser would be to destroy it.
Of course. Yeah, that is true. It's an eraser you can't use.
Yes.
That's impractical.
But I can't remember what he was a mascot for.
I don't know. Do you remember Doug? Doug wasn't paying attention.
Doug wasn't paying attention.
He's still thinking about the gin blossoms.
He's thinking about that. He did love the gin blossoms.
Did you know that fact about the gin blossoms?
That was one of our first dates, was the gin blossoms.
Is that real? Is that so?
Yes, it was.
And did you know that piece of trivia about gin blossoms?
I didn't.
That's where the name came from.
That's where the name came from.
Oh, W.C. Fields.
Hey!
That's where the name came from. not a thing he said, but a thing he could have said.
Absolutely.
All right. Very
good. What have you got, Bernd?
Let me tell you, this is a post that I think a lot of people need to see. If you throw that up on the board there. Not that one. Doug?
This one?
In order of appearance. That's how we like to do them. Okay. There we go. Oh, no, I'm again. Every time I turn around to look, I don't know why the screen has to be behind my back.
Well, it's just because that's where we could probably use a laptop next time. We probably we'll work could on use it. Okay, again, now, this is a work in progress. We're still getting the kinks out.
Still early days.
Just learning how to do this.
Episode 100 will laugh.
We're on swivel chairs at the island, at the kitchen island, so you can just swivel around.
That's right. Okay, here we go. This is Dana posted this. Man stole from porch. Young man in his 20s, about 5'6", who was collecting cans, soaked, and looked homeless, came onto my property and took a broomstick. Not a huge loss, but I don't like strangers on my property. Just a heads up. And then she lists some identifying features. Well, person, one. Hair, black. Top, blue.
That is... Is she talking about his clothing?
Or does he have a blue head?
His hair is a blue torso.
His hair is black.
The top is just a blue top.
I assumed she meant his clothing. That he was wearing a blue top.
But it is an odd way to describe
it. It's also to point out one item of clothing and no others.
I agree.
A lot of questions begin to form.
So many questions.
Was this gentleman, you know, Porky Pigging it around Dignity Falls? Wearing just his blue jumper.
Right.
Blue top. Mm-hmm. And no bottoms.
And that would be, to be honest, more upsetting than the broomstick going away, I would say.
Well, let me say this.
I'm surprised she didn't mention that.
If he was indeed soaked.
Yes.
The top could have sought, if it's a sweater, for instance.
Oh, it pulled down.
Covering his. Just the weight.
Sure. You know, this is a very, and I don't like it when people say someone looks homeless, you know.
Yes.
I feel like that's a judgment that we don't, that we don't need. It's
anyone
not helpful.
Could look homeless at any time.
I mean, exactly. And you know, what I also hate is when, this is what my daughter does, when young girls are now saying, oh, this is my homeless look. And it's like, oh, is it really, huh? A white girl who lives in a nice house, who has everything that she needs and is holding a Starbucks cup, and just because you have a goddamn scarf on, oh, you look homeless? Stop that, Jalliope. That's, stop it.
Do you know what reminds me of a sketch I saw once on a late night sketch program?
Okay.
Where it was a group of ladies and they're sitting around and there's using the term ghetto, and they're saying, oh, that's so ghetto, that's so ghetto. But then the one young lady was saying, she was saying things to the effect of that she actually does live in a ghetto. And that was the premise of the sketch. And what was curious about it was the person who was saying all those things was white. And there was a black person, a black young lady also at the table. And so I couldn't quite figure what the sketch was trying to say.
Do you remember what the sketch was on?
It was on a late night comedy program.
That. You just don't remember the name.
I can't remember the name.
Okay. Well, doesn't help us.
One of those decades long running comedy shows. That comes on late at night.
They all do.
Once
they come
a
on
week.
Late at night.
Yes.
That's what
well,
they
because
come on.
They're very edgy and
risque. Oh, Bert is doing sort of a robot dance to describe that.
Sort
I like
of a
that.
Risque robot.
That's funny. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help this woman.
She doesn't like things being taken from her property. I would say, why did you have just a broomstick on your porch?
Exactly. And also, really weird to call, I don't call it a broomstick. Or was it just a broomstick? Did they take the stick?
I'm gathering.
unscrew it.
Did this bottomless
he
man.
He only needed the stick.
He just unscrewed the broom part
and he
took the stick.
That's right. And so, you know what? It really isn't a huge loss. Because you could still use that. You could still use the actual sweeper part. That's the most important.
It's true. It becomes a whisk broom at that point.
Yes. I wonder if, do you remember our post from last week? The guy with the Adidas running with a stick?
Do you think? Wait a minute. In that post, he had no shirt. In this one, yes, no bottoms.
So it's one of the two. He's either wearing bottoms or a top, and he's running with this stick.
These guys,
we found this
guy. Here's what I think it is. It's two guys. They're going to meet in combat to determine who gets the full outfit.
Yes, in stick combat. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till next week.
This is exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope there's some follow-up.
So do I.
All right, well, we have to take a break. When we return, we will have a guest from right here in our own neighborhood, Dignity Falls. More when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
Reduced bridal shower wedding supplies. $25 for everything shown in pictures. I can give you a price for one or some. The mugshot signs are double-sided. Most items are used but in excellent condition. A few items are still in packages. If you're wondering why they're still in packages, ask Chad!
Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Bert Miapede here.
And Joan Pedestrian.
And it's time to meet our guest for this episode,
this
Joan.
This is very exciting. He is here. He is sitting right here across from me. And this is his post. This was just a couple of days ago. And boy, I just had some questions. And also maybe we can help him out. So his name is Marion, and his the sort of headline says, need repair of two mirrored tables. I should point out mirrored is in quotes, and I do not know why.
Intriguing.
He says, I have seen many recommendations for other needs, but not this one. Still unclear as to what the need is.
What the other needs are.
Have a sofa table. And I also don't know what a sofa table is. I'm going to have to say, is it a sofa and a table? Okay. I have a sofa table and end table, all mirrored. Wow. In need of repairs. Need to lose the bad luck from all the cracks. Thanks. Now, we've got them right here. We can answer our questions. Please welcome Marion. Hi, Marion.
Marion, welcome.
Hey,
to the neighborhood.
How y'all doing?
We're good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm pumped to be on the show. I'm a big, long time listener, big fan.
Well, you've heard all three episodes.
Yeah, I don't miss one. I do not miss one.
Thank you so much.
You're
my
so
goodness,
welcome.
Our first
You're
fan.
So I mean, like, y'all like local celebrities.
Is it okay? Give me a break.
Is it okay if I get a picture?
Sure, we'll do it afterwards.
My wife is going to flip.
Oh,
I didn't tell her I wanted it to be a surprise because we listen to y'all together.
She listens as well.
This is wonderful.
I mean, she'd rather be doing other stuff, but I'm like, we as a family, we need to do more things. Y'all know what I mean.
Yes.
She's a reluctant listener, but listener nonetheless.
Can you first explain to me why mirrored is in quotation marks and what the sofa table looks like and also everything.
How did you come by these items?
Mm-hmm.
They just sound like, if I may, they just sound like some broken furniture.
Okay. I'll start with the first question about the quotation.
Thank you.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know a lot about, you know, how to put where a quotation goes or what it means.
I was trying to say,
hey, it's mirrored. Like, that's the important part of this.
Emphasis.
Know that mirror is the important part.
Understood.
If you don't get nothing else out of this sentence, it's mirrored.
It's like when a business will put up a homemade sign that says, we will be closed, in quotes, for Memorial Day.
I try not to read business signs, so I'm not sure where you're going with that.
What?
But that's just me.
That's a specific practice. Why is it you try not to read business signs?
I don't like to feel like I'm buying something because somebody's selling it to me. If I buy your product, it's because I wanted it, not because I've been, you know, hypnotized by your fancy signs.
Right. Well, I will say, you actually succeeded because mirror did stick out.
Absolutely.
You know, it did stick out, so you did it. All right. So now, what is a sofa table?
Okay, so you know how you have a sofa?
Yes.
Sure.
And you know how sometimes you have a table by your sofa?
I'm with you. Yeah.
That's your sofa table.
Oh, it's just as simple.
Okay.
It's just as simple as that.
Some people call it a coffee table, but I don't drink coffee.
Oh. You know, it is true. I mean, so often we don't put coffee on a coffee table. It's so strange.
But my sofa, I would never have had that table not next to a sofa because then it's crazy. What's that table then?
I also feel, if I may, coffee table usually goes in front.
Yeah.
You know, and so your side table would be your sofa table.
Well, no, it's in front.
He calls it an end table.
I have an end table.
So there's a few tables in play.
And they're all mirrored, covered in mirrors?
They're completely covered on all sides and mirrors. I did the work myself.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew. I picture a house of mirrors. Am I correct?
No.
Oh.
No, just the tables.
Okay, just the tables.
And just the two. Because what I learned when I was gluing the mirrors on is that the glue was getting everywhere.
Oh, dear.
Especially on my fingers.
That's what you learned.
Yes. And it was hard to get it off. And I spent a lot of time, a lot of hot water and soap trying to get that glue off my hands. Because it's like, you know, like the crazy type glue.
Absolutely.
I know we can't say products, I assume, on the
show.
But it's a type of glue that's crazy.
Sure. Yeah. C-R-A-Z-Y, crazy.
Initially conceived to bind wounds.
That is correct. On the
battlefield.
Oh, wow.
That is true.
That's good.
That's why it only works on
stitches.
Skin.
Yes, that's right. Now, you refer to all this bad luck. So Mary and I need to know what's been going on. You have cracks and it is, has it been like a 7-year situation? Are you superstitious? What has been the bad luck?
Well, I mean, honestly, I wrote that part as to be humorous.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
But at the same time, I am superstitious.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So I thought I'd share with the people who may share that superstition, like, oh, let me help Marion out right now because I don't want him to have any more bad. Because bad things do happen. I don't know that it's because of the cracks, but I don't know that it's not.
Exactly. I see. You'll never know for sure.
And what is it you exactly want someone to do?
You know, Joan, may I call you Joan?
Of course you can.
Joan, I just need somebody to come in, take a look at it, and just tell me what the realities of the situation are. You know, like, is this savageable? Can we fix the mirror? Like, is there a crazy glue for cracks?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
sure,
for wounds.
Exactly.
Or do I got to start from scratch, get all new mirrors, somehow, you know, I don't know how you get a crazy glued mirror off. And I mean crazy in quotes.
Yes.
Mirrored off the table and start with some new mirrors.
Right. If only mirrors would have a war, we'd probably have a good glue for that.
Yeah, because that's what
right.
It was for.
Great I'm only
half
war.
Kidding. I wanted to ask. I just want to be clear. The entirety of the table's mirror.
I thought, and I don't know if you guys are aware about of the like television shows that's about how to make your house look nicer.
Oh sure, anything on HGTV.
So I watch those shows a lot.
Yes.
So you have seen those shows.
I have seen these shows. How to make your house look nicer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they a lot of times they go, oh, this wall is mirrored or you have mirror. It makes the room bigger. So I said, well, if I put a mirrored table and a mirrored side table, that's going to add so much square foot to my living room. So I thought people come in, they go like, wow, your living room's so big, you must be very successful. So I thought, you know, yeah, let's do that. But then the problem is, you know how you go for a snack in the middle of the night and the lights out.
Love it.
And then you stub your toe sometimes.
Oh, yes.
You know, or your knee.
Every time.
You know, or you just fall over because you drink too much.
Yep.
Then you crack your table. And most times, if it's wood, nobody gonna notice that. But on a mirror, you notice that.
True.
So over time, it got a lot of cracks between me, my wife, the kids, visitors, and
everyone getting up in the middle of the night.
Everyone getting midnight.
Oh well, we keep our house stocked.
Oh, I want to come over to your house. That sounds like a good time.
Just don't come at night.
I won't. That's too much traffic.
I mean, yeah, it's like.
Yeah. Now, have you considered perhaps, and I know this might be, I don't want to upset you. I don't want to say something crazy.
It's a great start.
In quotes. What about buying new furniture that doesn't have mirrors?
Joan, you are preaching to the choir.
Oh, okay.
You preaching to the
choir. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait for my wife to hear this. When she hears
am I going to cause a problem?
No, you're going to help solve a problem because I've been telling her, like, baby, I think we need to start over. You know, just like, you know, go back to when we first bought the house and everything was like, you know, a mystery. You know, like, what could it be?
Right. Anything it to be.
It could be anything you want it to be.
Yeah.
So, but she's like, no, let's save money. Let's work with what we got.
Well, okay. How many cracks are we talking?
You ever seen that picture? It's at the... it's at that museum everybody go to.
The museum, yes.
Okay. The Louvre?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that was easier than we thought.
Good guess.
Well.
You know that picture with all the cracks in it? It's old. It's like that.
Oh, you mean like an old painting, like a Mona Lisa painting where if you get really close
to the bunch. It looks like it's a painting of a crocodile.
So you're talking like when my daughter drops her iPhone, which has happened 3 times, thank you very much, a shattered iPhone
it's
screen.
It's a scam. That's how they make their money is on the screens, you know.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is that what we're saying it looks like? The surface of a shattered, shattered.
I mean, the pieces are stuck on there because we use that glue that's kind of crazy on it. So they're on there, but it's a lot of jags.
I'm just worried about this. I mean, wow, I'd be worried about the safety.
It's
of
not safe.
Right, okay.
So you can't touch this table because...
You shouldn't.
And I'm just thinking that at that point then, to fix that, I don't know that she would save money. I think she'd save money buying new furniture. Is this crazy? Wow.
You all over the map, Joan.
Why? Is that, does that line up with?
Well, you was first, you was like, let's save it. Now you're like, let's throw it out.
You're right. You know what? Well, now that I'm hearing more.
More information.
I hear more information. Right. You're right. I don't mean to be all over the place.
No, you're fine. I'm going to do whatever y'all tell me to do.
Oh, my.
That's a heavy responsibility.
Sure,
I mean, I believe in y'all. You mean, you guys have a lot of good ideas.
Marion, I do think, and I hope your wife will agree, that it probably is time to get rid of that mirrored furniture and maybe start with some new pieces. And you could even go the mirrored route again.
Yeah, that's what I was definitely planning.
But put those little rubber things, you know, sort of put a rubber bumper around.
Like the baby bumper.
A rubber bumper.
Like a rubber baby bumper.
Buggy bumper.
I don't know what y'all doing.
It's a vocal warm up. You know, Joan is in the theater, and she told me that rubber leather. Give me the grip, the gift of the grip top sock.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good. I'm gonna start doing some of that.
Why?
That's nice. Oh, it sounds fun.
It is.
You could do. Were you? I don't want to step on you, Bernd.
No, not at all.
Okay. How about mirrors on the walls? Because I'll tell you what, that also will make. Sorry, this is realtor talking now. But a lot of times when my clients are unhappy with the size of a room, I suggest a mirrored wall. You're not going to be stubbing your toe on a mirrored wall, that really opens up the space.
That's true. I mean, I do, just to be forthright, I do have mirrors in the bathroom.
Sure. Most people do.
That's not unusual.
Most people do. So then you know what I'm talking about. It's just like that. It's just in another room.
Okay.
And bigger.
And bigger, yes.
Yeah, a
bigger
that's right.
mirror.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, if you do get a crack in a bigger mirror, you have a bigger problem.
You do, it's much harder to get a crack.
How much crazy glue you think I need for the whole wall, though?
I mean, I'm sorry that you're just assuming there's going to be so many cracks in that wall.
That's a bleak outlook.
It really is. Yeah. My hope is that there's no cracks because the midnight snack situation, you're not going to be stubbing your toe on a wall.
Can I ask, is everyone, for these midnight snacks, are people awake or are they walking in their sleep?
I mean, you know how it is, Bert. You get up in the middle of the night, you feeling noshy, and you, like, you half sleep, half awake. Mm-hmm. I mean, you awake, but you ain't awake like you was when you was at work. Say.
Right, sure. Right.
You know?
Correct.
So you a little, like, stumbly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you bump into something. Most time, who cares? Big deal. Mm-hmm. But then you bump into a mirror. That's made out of glass.
Well,
right. But I guess what I'm trying to determine is, are people so sleepy that they're going to be stumbling into a wall?
Man, if I could answer that question, I could probably figure out the lottery numbers. I don't know what's in people's heads.
There we go.
No, that's true. That's fair.
But for me,
we assume there'd be a sofa in front of the wall. So it'd be very, very hard. It seems like you'd strike the sofa first.
True. Which is made out of sofa material, correct?
Oh, definitely. It's just a regular sofa.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. Now, that's a plus.
Yeah.
That or perhaps maybe keep some snacks on your bedside table.
Joan, I think you've cracked it.
Well,
speaking of cracks, that's the ultimate solution. If everyone has a little, if they have like a little dorm fridge, just right next to their bed.
Or like at a hotel.
Like at a hotel.
And, you know, you like put out some Kit Kats and then maybe I could charge like if I had guests. I could charge.
Absolutely.
You could.
They're still saving money
on
hotel.
Charge your children. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Why are they getting a free ride?
Yes.
Right. That's like, you know, a little added income. It could always use that. That could pay for the new mirrors.
There you have it. I feel like we've really actually solved a problem here today.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back, but I do. Well, all right. Well, go ahead, Bernd. Do it. I mean, this is the whole goal anyways, right? This is the point. It's
exactly.
Helping out our fellow neighbor.
So what we want to do is not just help you in particular, Marion, but anyone else who's in this exact same situation.
Right.
Here in Dignity Falls.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's probably a few other mirrored tables in this town.
Yeah.
Probably.
People probably listening going like, oh, yeah, thank you, Marion.
Yeah, I'll just buy a dorm fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Buy a dorm fridge. No mirrors on that, Marion. I know you're going to want to do
no promises.
Good catch. You're going to be sitting there staring at it going, you know what this needs? It needs a mirror. Don't do it.
No promises.
And
no
Marion, we'd love, what's your wife's name so we can give her a shout out?
Oh, it's Marion.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Why?
Or is it? Maybe it.
What? I don't know. I don't get it.
Oh.
Well. We have to take a break.
That's it for us.
And we'll be right back with more of The Neighborhood Listen.
Hi, this is Adrienne. Free 300 to 400 used bricks. Come and get them. This is approximately 300 to 400 used bricks. I haven't counted them. Or did I stop after 300? I'll never tell. Anyway, keep in mind these bricks are used. They're not brand new bricks, but they're lovingly careworn by being part of something at one point and now not that. So what can I tell you? 300 to 400 used bricks, free. Come and get them.
Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. We just have time for one final brief segment. These are just some sort of bulletin board posts, just things people should be aware of out there.
Yes. And again, if you have anything that you would like us to talk about, please just write in. And are you going to go first?
Yeah, Bert? I'll go first. This is an intriguing post. It's titled...
I think, is this a typo?
We're about to find out.
Oh, I am very intrigued.
It's entitled, Guide Pigs Need Home. Guide Pigs Need Home. Then there's a picture of a couple of pictures of guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs.
They're eating lettuce, which they love to do. They're regular turtles. We are still trying to find a loving home for our two female guinea pigs. After 2 years of trying to keep our dog from getting them, we've realized our terrier is just way too prey-driven to learn to accept them. If you are interested, please contact me. Thanks. Now, when it says guide pigs, there's no information in the body of the post, but I wonder if these are for sightless people.
Well, I mean, you know, any kind of animal can be a therapy pet at this point.
True, but not everyone can guide you.
Not everyone can guide you. So you're picturing a little leash on a guinea pig, and that guides
one of those
person
harnesses
who has a hard time seeing.
Yes. They're blind, legally blind.
You know what's
weird
is it's really hard to spot a guinea pig on the street. So that the only thing that makes me worry about a guinea pig guiding a blind person is people being blind to seeing the guinea pig.
Can I do the other side of that?
Oh, yes, please.
Because the guinea pig is so small.
Yes.
You don't have to be self-conscious about being blind.
It just looks as if you're walking on your own.
Because a dog, nobody can see the guinea pig. A dog says, I'm blind.
Yes, definitely. Screaming that.
Yes, and people are scared of dogs. No one's scared of guinea pigs.
I thought you were going to say people are scared of blind people, and I was going to say, Bert, what are you thinking?
Well, because they think that could be me.
Oh, well, perhaps.
And it might be. Who knows?
Our dog Escrow is going blind.
Oh, no, Escrow, really?
It's terrible. I don't know what to do.
How has it manifested itself? Is he just bumping into things?
Bumping into things, and if you literally hold a treat in front of him, he just stares at you blankly as if he's gone to another world. Looks like a soldier come back from war.
Is it possible he doesn't like the treats?
There's no possible way. He used to break into our kitchen to get them.
I mean, break into the kitchen.
Yes, he used to break into the kitchen. We have locks because one of the twins had a sleepwalking issue. In fact, I was going to bring this up with Marion, but we had to actually put locks on everything because they would get up in the middle of the night. And in this case, they were asleep and they just tore through everything.
Mm. Now the kids have been on Ambien for quite some time.
Yeah, the boys have been. Yes, they have. And it's helping. It really has helped. I mean, although I don't know. They're at college now, so I don't know what they get up to. But this is, if you type in Guinea, is there any chance that guy comes up instead? Because
Can we try that out?
I'll
try that on my telephone.
Speaking of which, I love the phrase prey-driven. That's how I used to refer to Doug back in our dating days.
Oh. Doug, I bet you're blushing.
I'll tell you what.
I'm right here.
I know.
No, it just comes up guinea.
Right. So, you know, I really like the idea. But guide pigs is just, that's just a fun term.
I mean, we'll never know unless we talk to this person.
We'll never know. But they sure do look, they look pretty adorable. They look pretty easy to take care of. I got
to
say,
they look easy to destroy with your jaws.
They do. Guinea pigs have never really done much for me and they make strange sounds.
Yeah.
We never got them for the kids because I just couldn't make a case for it. I just didn't. It just seemed to me like they took up a lot of space.
They're a hard animal to make a case for because they don't offer you much.
No, they don't. I don't get anything emotionally from them.
Right. I mean, you would if the dogs tore them apart before your very eyes.
Oh, dear Lord.
Probably.
That would be awful.
Yes.
I mean, and they've been trying for 2 years. So please, anybody, if there's any blind listeners and you're thinking that you'd like to try this guide pig situation, Perhaps.
You have to admire this dog in a certain way, that after a year of them trying to keep the dog from just picking these things up and thrashing around to break their necks, mm-hmm. he won't stop doing it. And then another year goes by and the dog has made his feelings plain. I want to destroy these things.
What I imagine is that in this picture, they're on top of a bunch of sawdust, is that the terrier is lying in wait underneath the sawdust, just waiting.
Yeah. He comes
with
up.
With camouflage.
Yes.
Or just out of frame, just staring, you know, just looming.
Do you want the smell of sawdust in your home?
I just hate it.
They're a tough sell.
I'm really sorry. We are not helping in this case at all.
Yeah.
We're really not helping.
And also,
and not one, but two.
The lettuce, are they going to eat a whole head? Do you know what I mean? You have rotting lettuce now in your home because you're buying more than they can eat in a reasonable amount of time.
That's true. I don't know. This is a toughie. I just have to say.
It's a toughie. The bright side is they're probably dead by now.
Oh, Bert, that's terrible.
Well, I mean, better that than living in constant fear of this maniac dog.
They are probably traumatized.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at the one. Look at the one, the black and white one.
The one is right in front of some lettuce, not eating it, like escrow.
That's right. He's got a look of, it's harrowing. It's like he's seen some shit.
Yes,
that's what's going on.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, we have this other post, which is, this is concerning. This says beehive removal. Susan says, I have a beehive in my tree. I need to have it removed, bothering neighbors. Anyone have any suggestions for me? Thanks so much. I have to tell you, we had a real problem with hornet's nests back in the day. Mm. But there was a period I went through, Doug remembers, when I really wanted to make my own honey.
Right.
And do you remember this? Of course you do. Well, because so what you have to have is an apiary. Do you know that that's what it's called? I didn't know.
Yes, I've heard the term, but never knew what it was.
Yes, it's a place to keep bees, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know, some people have chicken coops. I thought maybe it'd be fun to sort of have my own bees.
Sure.
And then, of course, this is not a thing you should do when you have teenage boys at home. Mm. So we had that, and it was going quite well. Mm. But they came home drunk one night. And they had no idea what they were doing, you know.
Yeah.
Well, at least I think they don't.
This is before they were in college.
They were in high school. I'm sorry to say they did drink. We had some problems. Mm. Okay. This was before they were taking Ambien.
Kids are kids.
Yes. And they sleepwalked out. They were drunk and they sleepwalked outside and they thought that they were.
They were drunk and sleepwalking.
Yes. They were drunk and sleepwalking. It was a bad combination.
Terrible combination.
Drunk. Well, I'll tell you what the terrible combination is. Drunk, sleepwalking, apiary.
There we
go. Need I say more?
The triple crown of terrible.
So I would not recommend the way it was removed, which is by my son's hands, just swatting furiously mm-hmm. in terror. Mm-hmm. But that did get rid of it.
And still sound asleep.
They weren't quite. They weren't quite sure. Well, when they got to the ER, they woke up.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Luckily, they were fine. Neither of them was allergic.
Thanks.
But there were 60 to 100 stings on each of them.
That's more than you want.
And it's more than you want. It's about. That's about 100 more than you want, Bernd, I'll tell you what. So I have to say, I'd be very, very careful because this is a very dangerous situation.
I noticed she said it was bothering the neighbors.
Yes.
She seems fine with it. Doesn't mind the beehive.
I think that this post is more of a passive-aggressive comment on how neighbors can be very nosy.
Yes, it's true.
And comment.
Oh, I see you have a beehive in your tree.
Yes. I see that you haven't cut the grass.
Did
I see
you
that
want you that there?
Exactly. Exactly. So passive aggressive.
Oh, are you making your own honey?
Oh, you sound exactly like my neighbors.
Are they still giving you a hard time?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, fair enough.
We can cut that out.
This
right
is about this is about bringing people together.
It's about bringing people together.
Okay.
Which is what I think we did today, hopefully.
Absolutely.
I just hope that Marion. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that funny how he thought that I felt bad for laughing that they had the same name.
I assumed he would think it was a cute thing, but he seemed to not recognize what an odd coincidence it was that they had the same first name.
That interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're listening, Marion and Marion, we just love you.
We love you.
We love you.
This is moving very fast.
Well, I mean, neighborly love.
Love
thy neighbor.
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Love thy neighbor. Yes.
Well, we're about out of time.
We are.
So how should we close this one?
Oh, well, perhaps you maybe could give us something. Maybe, you know what I would love?
Well, sure.
I would love... just say goodbye to us with a little WC. I would love a little bit more in that WC Fields
absolutely,
voice.
Absolutely. Yes,
exactly.
Well, that's all the time I have for the Neighborhood Listen. Tune in again next time when we'll have more Neighborhood to listen to.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
I could see the gin blossoms.
Thank God. He died. We'll be back next time.
Bye-bye.
And goodbye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.